This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Five crews were right in the middle of the chaos as both Trump supporters and anti-Trump activists come to blows.
Protesters followed Trump supporters to their cars as they left the convention center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please. Oh, my. Stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters got into it.
They're throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
Trying to represent your First Amendment right to free speech. If somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home, you're about to see some very violent footage.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
See there, a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
No white, get the
f***. This is strength in numbers. I'll give it to 8 lips. You want to come at, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take.
All right, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. You're going to get a world exclusive about one of Donald Trump's black girlfriends, very beautiful lady. And so that's coming up, just to talk about, you've known him 40 years. Did you ever hear anything racist talk, any N-word talk? We're going to get the straight scoop from Roger Stone next segment. We're going to get into them with a hidden swastika. When I first showed it to me, I didn't see it. It looks like a Space Force logo on their lapels. So you tweeted out saying, oh, look at this. They go, oh, look, you're a Nazi for tweeting it out. Yeah. No, you didn't notice that it was hidden there, because the one I saw on the computer is darker than that. Obviously, why would you do that anyways? But this is all they've got, and they're just flooding everything. Because, see, they're totally desperate right now, when actually George Soros is the Nazi collaborator. But we're going to stop right there. Roger, we're going to break here in just a few minutes. Good to have you in the studio. What do you make of the lies of Lester Holt? We'll talk about more about when we come back, but they're literally taking articles and they are taking one word here, one word there, one word, and putting them together in fake sentences and then saying, I said go attack news organizations with battle rifles. I never said any such thing. In the very video I said they're going to stage an event on themselves. They're hyping it. We want to stop this. I literally said, we do not want to be violent, and then they literally take that and say, I'm being violent.
No, look, it reminds me of just a couple of days ago when we posted a video on YouTube, and they said, Jones put up a video of an adult beating a child. He's advocating violence against children. When you didn't say anything of the kind, and they won't show you the video so it can be disproved. The amazing thing about this is, You called it. You called it from the beginning. They would take what you actually said. They would then distort it, use it as the basis for a lawsuit, generate headlines, use those headlines to knock us off of social media.
So let's lay out what comes next, because this is definitely the main assault. They're coming. Hopefully Trump knows it. He just took the security clearance from one of these pieces of crap. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so I did a video Monday night that they deleted off Twitter, but we're going to repost it. We found it. Somebody else had posted it on YouTube. It was a live stream where I said, we've got to stop violence. The left wants to attack themselves. They're going to make for a false flag against the media. They're hyping that people are going to come bomb them or shoot them and saying Trump's promoting that when they're the ones promoting violence. Trump's just responding to them. They took it, edited words out, but didn't even put a video out on the New York Times or NBC with Lester Holt and said that I'm calling for attacking the media, and now CNN says I'm a domestic terrorist that must be arrested. Media Matters did put the video out. It's edited, but still shows nothing. I've never seen this magnitude. Even when they take Trump and edit the words down where he says there are a lot of great people coming across the border. I want to make it easier if you're hardworking and not a criminal. But you also got a lot of criminals coming across, rapists and murderers. Headline, Trump, Mexicans, quote, are all, he didn't say that, they just, there's no quotes on them. Mexicans has a quote, he said Mexicans, are all, no quote, rapists, quote, murderers, quote. And again, in eighth grade English, you would get an F minus if you quoted people. If George Washington said, I cannot tell a lie, I chopped down the cherry tree. And then you turned it around, I tell lies, I did not chop down the cherry tree. See? One word. They do it. And I mean, this is 101 English. And my thing is, do they think their readers are stupid? Well, what they do is they fence it like you steal something. First they have Media Matters put it out. Then it gets worse and worse like telephone by the end of it. And I'm like, dude, Lester Holt, man. I didn't want to come after the media, but I want to come after you with lawsuits now, you lying piece of filth. Man, I am pissed, man. I am. Look, Trump basically called.
Basically.
See, yeah. Notice, it's incredible, man.
It's insidious. But, Alex, it's a testimony to your effectiveness. Would they be attacking InfoWars? Would they be trying to wipe us off all of these platforms? Or would they be waging this war of distortion against us? If we weren't the cutting edge of the revolution, if we were not the tip of the spear, they're desperate to shut us up because we have revealed the phoniness of the Mueller probe, because we have exposed the effort to take Trump down, because we're constantly correcting the mainstream media and pointing out their lies. That is why they're trying to silence us.
No, that's it. Here's the problem. They want to silence me where I have no voice, where they can say I'm a child molester like them.
Exactly.
We just had 3,000 of these. 300 of these people raping thousands of kids just got busted, just like we told them. I mean, they want to silence us so they can let me tell you, they know we got a big voice still, and they're doing this kind of crap? What the hell does Lester Holt think?
Well, and this, so I got to
admit, I'm going to tell Lester Holt something right now. You sit there and you lie about me before you guys false flag your own facilities, I guarantee you in the final equation, this country and the judicial process will hold you accountable. You lying, evil sack of filth that tried to throw the election for Hillary in those debates. You are a disgraceful monster, and you know full well what you're doing, you assassin of truth, you pig. Go ahead, sorry.
No, they're not journalists. That's really the point. People like Lester Holt Poe.
He is a cowardly nobody.
He's a partisan. They're all partisans. Look.
Yeah, but I'm a partisan for capitalism and Christianity. Doesn't mean I lie about people. I could take, in fact, I'm going to take a Lester Holt report. And I'm going to turn the whole thing around. I'm going to take one about child molesters, and I can turn into he says he's a child molester by reading one-word quotes together. And at the end, I'm going to say, Lester Holt didn't actually say this. But I'm telling you, man, you are a criminal piece of filth. God damn. Oh, boy, I'm getting pissed now.
Look, this is the way the battle goes. I'm sure most of our watchers and readers saw the big breaking news. Enormous story. Roger Stone posted on his Instagram account an image of the Trump team in space outfits, and it included a swastika. Well, it's true. I didn't notice the swastika. I was proud to be in the company they depicted me with, Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Rudy Giuliani, and others.
And notice how they spin that. Like, you actually wore a swastika. Right. No. In your huge feed, you didn't see the swastika halfway hidden. You sent it out as a joke.
And I said, I'm proud to be in this group, but what they're saying about us is a lie. That's what I actually said. When I saw it had a swastika, I deleted it. Then I put up an explanation. But you won't find any stories about the explanation. All you find are the fake news stories. Oh, Stone posted a swastika. As if I intended to do it. As if I did it willfully.
Here's the problem. When you're busy, news? And they have the screen turned down in there.
This
so it's
is
not
news?
Real bright because you have bad for your eyes. I walked in on these screens. It's bright. I can see it. On a dark screen, I know you have your screen turned down. It hurts your eyes. I was like, where's the swastika? And then they turned the screen up and I could see it.
Yeah, no.
You can't see it when the screen's turned down.
But
almost I think they trolled you because when the screen's turned down, like I have my phone turned down. I can show people. I have my phone turned down because blue light's bad for your eyes. Something like that you can't see.
I think that's likely. The guy who sent this to me was a left-wing Democrat in Florida, and he sent it with some insulting message. I just looked at the image of me and Trump and a bunch of other guys in spacesuits, and I liked it. And I commented favorably on the fact that I liked the company.
The hell is that?
I have no idea. I
have his earpiece. All right.
All right.
I lost all my audio, so whatever. We'll figure it out. Keep going.
So the point of this is that this was inadvertent. It was a mistake. It was something I regretted doing, and I took it down immediately. 20 media reports. Let me read my favorite from something called Daily Dot that says, that's incorrect, Splinter News. Trump confidant and Richard Nixon-loving lunatic. Really? The guy who ended the war in Vietnam, the guy who reached a strategic arms limitation with the Russians, the guy that opened the door to China, the guy who saved Israel in the 1973 war, the guy who desegregated the public schools, that Richard Nixon, the one who gave us affirmative action? Yeah, that Richard Nixon.
By the way, online, what's AVG? It looks like a symbol of Windows. But it says now that antivirus stuff, this site can't be reached. So what's AVG? AVG is now blocking InfoWars as its malware site. Just thought you could pass this along. I mean, I can't sue all these people. The listeners are going to have to do it. Your eternal problem with earpieces.
Yeah, no, the earpieces are fine.
What is squeaking over there?
I have no idea. I think my phone set it off in some way, but we've turned the phone off.
Anyways, I mean, they are, let me tell you, this is like super cyber attack on all of Trump's base ahead of the election. This is happening. They talk about election meddling. They're doing it right now with Senator Warner and Murphy saying, shut us all down. Where are the congressional hearings?
Yeah, a couple things have to happen here. First of all, the President of the United States needs to wake up and understand the danger to himself and his party and to his reelection and to the 2018 elections and order the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust to move on these companies, Facebook, Twitter, and so on, because they're engaging in antitrust monopolistic practices that violate U.S. law. Secondarily, we have to rely again on the same band of patriots in the House. People like Jim Jordan and Ron DeSantis and Matt Gaetz and others who have been the only ones to have the courage to raise this. You don't see it coming from the Republican leadership. You don't see Paul Ryan talking about internet.
No, I totally agree. I've now confirmed the free antivirus system, AVG, is calling us malware, which is fraud. This is definitely who I should sue, because we're looking to just send a message. You know, AVG is now saying that we are fraudulent. AVG is now reportedly sending out messages that we are malware, meaning we load stuff on your computer, which is not true. I mean, let me tell you, that's what I'm saying. The left has gone crazy. Dr. McCam shot, please. They are going completely insane where they're doing stuff that is just unheard of. We had a Fortune 20 company that does some of our software say, oh, you can no longer use our software, even though it's paid for, we have a contract. And we had to talk to the top people. They go, oh, no, that was a mistake. Forget it. That was a rogue employee. This is going insane.
Well, in the meantime, you have a media obsessed with Omarosa. She said last night that Donald Trump definitely knew about the publication of the DNC emails by WikiLeaks in advance. I don't know how she would know that. He most certainly did not get them from me. Then she goes on to say, well, it's a good thing they're investigating Roger Stone. He's a shady character. Lady, look in the mirror. How much shadier do you get than that?
She's something else. We'll be right back to break down Trump's African-American girlfriend and more super exclusive straight ahead. Stay with us. Spread the word however you can.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I gotta tell you, it is crazy. To do a whole video about the mainstream media wants to stage a terror attack against itself. I'm predicting a false flag to blame the alternative media. We do not want any violence. We're winning politically. And then they put out reports in the video. I said, battle rifles attack the media. I mean, Roger, we're going to get to the big bombshell news actually next segment. You were talking about Mueller watches everything you do. The mainstream media is obsessed with us. It really is true. And we're big, but quite frankly, we go to an older audience. You go to an older audience. It's people like Stephen Crowder and Paul Watson that hit a younger audience. But, I mean, we're big, and we're big on terrestrial radio, too. But there are folks bigger, even during the shadow bands, than us. I don't know why with the agencies and the blue bloods like Mueller and his whole elite rich family, why they hate us so much. But in a way, we're almost a good distraction from what the kids are doing. Because, like, for some reason, the establishment really gets their, in a knickers over us. Why do you think that is? And you wanted to have a message to Mueller.
You know, I'm not sure. Look, there's no question that the special counsel's office monitors these broadcasts. So let me be as clear as I possibly can. You can subpoena a dozen of my associates, two dozen, 100, 1,000. You will find no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration. It'll never be able to be proven that I received anything from WikiLeaks or the Russians and passed it on to Donald Trump because it never happened. It's a left-wing conspiracy theory, and it's threadbare, beaten to death by MSNBC. Unfortunately, it's false. So you're wasting your time. But, Alex, I must tell you, I went to this Palm Beach County Republican gathering last Thursday. 500-600 people in the room. It was the young people who crowded me at the door. It was the young people saying, tell Alex Jones we're with him. Tell Alex Jones we love him. Tell Alex Jones.
No, I want to be clear. I took my daughters to camp for 3 weeks. And we pull up. We're supposed to put the luggage out. And like, all the young men are there. You know, it was their last year at camp. They're all listeners. I started seeing InfoWars stickers and others. So no, people love you, too. With Generation Z, we're the hottest thing. I'm saying it's even hotter, though, with even the younger people. I totally agree. You're right. It's true. And I guess that's why they're so scared.
Where the real damage is done, and Darren McBree mentioned this at lunch today, and he's absolutely right. It's the late-night comics who are doing most of the damage. See, back in the days of Jay Leno and even Johnny Carson, they made political jokes at the expense of both the left and the right, and they were balanced and they were funny. But now all you get from Jimmy Kimmel and the rest of these late-night talentless thugs is a constant barrage of hate. And there's no balance to it. There's no humor to it. They never punk Democrats or liberals. It's all aimed at Donald Trump or Alex Jones and so on.
Oh, and let's go further. In fact, go to YouTube.com and just type in Alex Jones. It is anything my ex-wife says, anything Kimmel says, anything Colbert says, anything Oliver, whatever his name says, it's all lies. It's all disinfo. And they've already, on top of the shadow ban, again, they ban you and then they misrepresent you. And that's the worst part is they then steal your identity. There it is. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on Alex Jones, time out. Like I'm some baby that I'm saying attack the media. Again, that's their top lie.
Well,
then it's Twitter suspends Alex Jones inciting violence. It's not true. Press for Truth. Glad they got it. That'll be deleted probably. Infowars.com is down. Alex Jones wards an imminent false flag. Yeah, he gets that I set a false flag against the media. The last thing I want is the media to be attacked. These villains. Instead, they go, oh, God, he's saying we're going to be attacked. What do we do? Just say he attacked us. I mean, Roger, that's bold, brother.
Well, the worst thing about the late-night comics is that they're not funny. I mean, Stephen Colbert used to be pretty funny when he was on the Colbert Report. Now, he's not funny. He's not even entertaining because it's so one-sided. It's
he says
ugly.
I'm in the KKK last week.
Yeah, well, that's actionable.
Yeah, but I'm not made out of money here. I can barely run this operation. You know how these big companies are trying to lure me into suits? We know that, and I agree. I'm going to have to sue some of them at some point because I don't go to the whole KKK story, but I've literally seen my grandmother, God rest her soul, dead for 12 years, called an N-word lover because my grandfather came back from World War II, became a Republican when there were no Republicans in Texas, ran for county tax assessor and stuff, as a Eisenhower Republican won, and all the black folks loved him. All the poor whites loved him because he didn't charge property tax if you were poor. He would go knock on rich people's door and say, you're not going to make that old widow over there pay property tax. We're going to raise yours a little bit. You're going to do that, aren't you? He was such a good guy, Jerry Jones. I have literally seen my grandmother not once but twice called a traitor and an N-word lover by the KKK in a grocery store and at a Dairy Queen for standing up for blacks and standing up against the KKK. And I get to have that son of a bitch, Stephen Colbert, say, I'm in the freaking KKK. That's what I'm sick of, man. Delay that, too.
I've had the same experience. When I was in my preteens, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, I was in the back seat of the car, and I used the N-word, and my father smacked me across the face so hard it knocked me on the floor of the car, and he said, don't let me ever hear you use language against that. You treat everybody well regardless of their... Don't ever let me hear you say that again. That's how
because
I was
we're
raised.
Because we're not trash... That put other people down to feel big.
It's
and then these assassins of truth say, I'm in the KKK.
It's
you, the Democrats, that love the KKK. You pieces of trash. Go to hell.
It's a caricature. And it's a caricature.
I just pray that God, I don't want any violence towards anybody, but I think God's going to bring justice on Lester Holt and the New York Times and George Soros. Seriously, I believe in God and I believe in justice. I am sick of your Nazi collaborator lies.
We have no choice but to fight back. Let me fix this for you. Folks, if you're an attorney out there and you're willing to represent Alex Jones pro bono and you want to help us with this fight against censorship, contact me at stone@stonezone.com.
I agree. Any top lawyers that want to line up to file lawsuits against everybody, because I'm defending my own, if you want to do it pro bono, and for the results, I'm ready to sign on, depose, I'm ready for war. I got to sue Holt, I got to sue Tom Brokaw, I got to call me a total Nazi. I've got to start suing these people, man. Because they are just sacks of garbage.
Yeah, it is one of the fronts. Look, this has to be fought on multiple fronts. First of all, we're fighting it right here at InfoWars, and we're not going to throw in the towel. And let's face it, we are bigger and stronger and wider than ever before.
This week, if people don't forget, if people keep spreading the word, and here's Liberal Vote and Info, and here's the free app, and here's StoneColdTruth.com, and here's NewsWars.com, if you buy the products, and if you spread the word, yes, we'll be okay, even though we're under literal attack. And I'm not bitching. I asked for the fight. But now that we're such the heart of the fight, I'm like, we really got to win this, Roger.
But it's up to us to keep reminding people. Secondarily, yes, you need to take to the streets. Peaceful protest. Notice what I said. Peaceful
Lester
protest.
Lester Holt will say you said blow up the Capitol.
No, he'll just say Stone advocates violent protest. Peaceful protest. Contact your congressman. This is absolutely key. The Congress is slow to figure this thing out, but they will be the Republicans in Congress will reap what they sow here. They're trying to censor them as well. Contact your congressman and tell him you don't want internet censorship and point out what's being done to InfoWars. And then contact the White House.
By the way, that video was a message to Trump to stop internet censorship. The one they claimed I wanted to attack the media, where I said, don't attack the media. They're really scared of us lobbying for that. Because they know they're close into the election 2.5 months. They're engaged in fraud. They're engaged in election fraud, election meddling. They don't know what to do. We're going to come back with the bombshell news with Roger Stone that will absolutely blow away Amabrosa and all of her garbage.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is here, former head of the Trump campaign, 40-plus year friend of the president, wingman. And I read a bunch of articles in the New York Times, which I don't believe at face value, but in the old days it was more accurate, especially about social stuff in New York. And Roger was telling me about some of the things that were true, some of the things that weren't true. I would ask him about his lawyer, who was the famous anti-communist.
Roy Cohn.
Roy Cohn, who helped run the whole situation for Joseph McCarthy. and, you know, about his dad, Fred Trump, and all of it. And then I got into the women thing, and he didn't say much. Just other, well, this is true or that isn't true. And I asked, is Trump racist? This is like 2.5 years ago in the middle of the campaign. He said, no, he likes winners. He likes interesting people, and he likes people with a lot of energy. He is a germaphobe, but he's gotten over that. Later, I first learned that from you. You also told me how about a year before he ever ran, he went to Scotland for months to decide he wasn't going to run. Then Melania asked him to, so you had all the inside baseball. So I guess you were the one that finally got him to run. And then later, you know, he moved on because you might have had some baggage like we all do. So just talk about Trump himself. And then this is something you told me months ago and a year ago you didn't want to bring out. But now you think if we bring it out, you know, to a certain point, it's something that Trump won't get upset about. But this is the first time that something's in confidence with you and Trump, but it's only because of this Amorosa BS. This is big world exclusive right now, so tell it however you want to tell it. We'll put some of the images of this beautiful lady up here when he was in between marriages.
Look, I really find the charge that Donald Trump is a racist to be outrageous. I mean, I've known him 40 years now. I've never heard him use the N-word. I've never heard him say anything disparaging about blacks. And when I was around him in the 80s and 90s for an enormous amount of time, both Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Al Sharpton were good friends of his.
You said you had dinner with them all the time.
He had dinner with Sharpton. He liked both of them. He liked their cause more than ever. But between 1999 and 2001, after he divorced Marla Maples in June of 1999, he started dating a bevy of some of the most beautiful supermodels on the face of the earth. But a real favorite of his, and I think really by 2001, he was only dating two women, the one he would ultimately marry, Melania, who I think is a wonderful woman, and also a model named Kara Young. Kara Young is African-American. There you see her. This is an incredible story. This is a woman who literally took the bus from Savannah, Georgia, to New York City on her very...
She looks a lot like Melania.
She's absolutely beautiful. She is cultured, she is decent, she is thoughtful, she is kind, and she is black. Now, if Donald Trump were a racist, why would he be dating a black woman? I think he really loved Kara Young. I think he was really torn. I'm not saying he didn't make the right decision, because I think so highly of Melania. But I think this is...
Well, tell the whole story. Yes, Donald Trump Jr., who he should pick.
Well, I was on the plane with him once.
By the way, folks, you're getting world exclusive right now.
I was on the plane with him, and he was talking to Eric Trump, actually.
Oh, Eric Trump, okay.
He was dating both Melania and Kara Young, and he said, you know, they're both beautiful, they're both great, I love them both, I just can't decide what to do. And Eric said, Dad, Kara is mistress material. Melania is wife material. And that ended up being the advice that he took. But the idea that he's a racist, if he's a racist, Amoroso, why would he be dating this beautiful black woman who I think he really loved and may still love today as a friend? So I think it explodes the entire myth that Donald Trump is a racist. It's false. I've hung out with him in many situations. I've never heard him say
anything. Well, why is he in more rap videos than anybody else? Because he's the guy that opened up 40-something years ago. I can't believe this was even happening, but that shows I was born after that, 45 years ago. They had anti-black, anti-Jew golf courses. He bought all those up, opened them up. He loves everybody. And we're not just saying that. It's the truth, because I interrogated you years ago. I said, is it true they say he's racist? You're like, absolutely not. It's not going on. There's even more you could tell. But it just shows how insane all this is. And she says he never said anything racist to her in the years they were together.
Yeah. So what's interesting, of course, is that Omarosa totally changed her story here. So during the campaign, she'd never heard Trump say the N-word. She absolutely denied he was a racist. And then when she got fired, she changed her story overnight on the basis of nothing. No corroboration, no secondary witnesses. Nobody else heard this. Only she heard it. It's nonsense. And you're absolutely right. So in Palm Beach, he bought the Meriwether Post Pavilion mansion, Mar-a-Lago, from the U.S. government in a fire sale. It had been closed up for 15 years. It was ramshackle. To me, it looked like a teardown, but that shows you how little I know about real estate. Because Trump is a visionary, he looked at the place and said, wow, this could be incredible. So he opened.
That's kind of how they say he sees America.
Yeah, he's a visionary. I've seen this twice. I saw the same thing when he bought the Doral Golf Club.
He got obsessed with it. He had big penthouses in New York, but he moved down to a small apartment for years just to rebuild this whole building. He loved it.
Yeah, no, he loves architecture and he loves building. Building is his passion. Not politics, building. But in this case, he noticed that the two most prominent private clubs in Palm Beach, the Bath and Tennis, and I think the Palm Beach Club, do not admit Jews, do not admit blacks, do not admit a Hispanics, and there's not too many Catholics involved. So he decided to convert this palatial home of his into a private club in which there were no racial restrictions. If you had the money, you could join. That's what a big racist he is. So this charge is false.
But he did that other places, too. He was known for that.
Yeah, he did it. He did it in the golf club in Miami. This is a guy who's adamantly opposed to prejudice and bigotry. This idea that he's a racist is a false narrative of the left, and it has no basis.
We all know that. It's the point that Amorosa begged for this job. She came in, and then now it's all been discredited, and they've got these edited tapes, and now they admit there is no N-word tape. They're floating this to try to keep the black and Hispanic vote from putting us over the top in 2018.
Look, Amoroso attacked me by name last night, saying that Donald Trump knew in advance about the WikiLeaks publication of the DNC emails. And then she goes on to say, and they're investigating Roger Stone, and they should because he's one of the shady characters around Trump. Well, you talk about shady, Amorosa. Please, look in the mirror. It doesn't get any shadier than that. You're convincing the administration to send a delegation for the inauguration of the corrupt Haitian regime that works with the Bushes and the Clintons to rip off all of the earthquake money and leave the people.
And the Haitians hate Amorosa. When he was about to appoint her, you were on the air, like, don't do it. And I was like, why are you obsessing on this Amorosa lady? I was kind of like, knock it off. Who cares? You were right.
No, she did the country and the administration a disservice. Zil Danto has been on InfoWars with us several times, the most knowledgeable person I know on this subject, about the rape of Haiti, about the way the Clintons raped Haiti, and Amorosa helped them do that.
All right, we're going to go to break. We just brought out, you know, Trump's longtime beautiful girlfriend, you know.
Who, by the way, she's a wonderful person, and I think he cares very deeply about her even today on a friendship level. So this idea.
What did you say? The New York Times said 30 years ago you were his wingman. So when he was in between marriages, you guys would go out and double date.
There's no question about that. I admit it. And I met her and I liked her. I also went on dates where Melania was present, and I like her as well.
Well, Melania's intimidating. I mean, I've only met her once. It's like, whoa.
Smart. Really, really smart. Cultured, smart. Kind of low-key. Carrie Young is more bubbly personality. But if he's a racist, why would he be dating a black woman? He's not a racist, folks. He loves everybody, and he would like to
see
everybody
succeed. But he likes that Melania-looking type. She looks a lot like Melania. Everybody.
Yeah, they do look similar in a way. I hadn't noticed that previously. This story had to be told, finally. And I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed
about. Stormy Daniels, though, man, she is gross.
Who knows?
I've seen her with the clothes off. It's just like, it is. Ugh.
I have no idea about Stormy Daniels. I never double dated with Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels looks like a walrus that ate 55,000 cans of Crisco
today.
We'll be back. I want to talk about the big news when we return. Trump's revoking the security clearances finally. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, StoneColdTruth.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look, they think you're unconscious. They think you're stupid. They think you have no memory. They think you have no soul like they do. Lester Holt and the New York Times and George Soros and all the rest of them put out reports saying, I'm saying attack the media with no proof. We're going to put a video up in the next hour. Or hell's going to break loose. I'll tell you that right now. Hell's going to break loose. That camera isn't even angled right. And we're going to sit there. And we're going to put out the truth about what I've really said and what I've really done. And I hope the listeners get the video from our own platform and post it on Twitter and YouTube everywhere and jam it in their mouth. Because they're using this lie about me to deplatform us completely and come after everybody else. So it is absolutely critical that, that information comes out. Camera two, please. Now, Roger, let's spend this time plugging. We're in a total war against criminal media and the globalists. We need financial support. And I've told you, I don't want to just do little fundraisers where you mention fundraise here, fundraise there. I want folks to know you're being sued by Obama, sued by the Democrats. They're trying to shut you down. They're absolutely on your ass. It's critical that people support you. They can buy your book, Stone's Rules, or the Making the President, InfoWarsStore.com. They can buy your Bill Clinton rape shirt that's still great to wear out, Trigger Leftist at InfoWars.com. You get a few bucks each shirt. But the big thing people can do is they can donate at your legal defense fund, and it really, really helps you hang in there under the massive attack. We don't have big corporations or George Soros or anybody funding us. We have the listeners supporting us, and I really appreciate it. I sound like I'm mad at the crew or anybody else. I'm not. I'm just beside myself that I've been asking for a week and a half. When I get off the show, I'm going to do it. A new page every day that isn't just on the demand, but it's going to be a page that says, here are the forbidden videos of the day on our own server, so they can't stop them getting out, so you can go there and get them and put them on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. That is the total war. They're trying to silence us. It's more important than getting the free app on Apple. It's more important than getting the free, all that crap. They can turn it off. Sign up for our own free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. They shut us down yesterday. They're trying to take our Akamai thing we've had for 5-6 years. We pay millions of dollars to pay for our own streams. They're sabotaging us. They're making a move, and it signifies something big is coming. So, I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support. But this isn't a video game. This is the real world. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. 40-50% off all the great supplements, T-shirts, books, you name it. Free shipping right now. Fight the bully. Save the internet. Save InfoWars. Super special. And just go there and sign up for auto ship for things you're going to reorder, like the Wake of America coffee or the supplements. Cancel anytime. Additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and we've seen some big support the last week. But if you look at the amount of money we didn't bring in under shadow banning the last year, we haven't caught back up. They took our Credio. They took our sponsorship with AdRoll a year and a half ago that cost us $3.5-4 million. That's our funding money. Then now Credio, we almost brought that in. They took that away as well. And I'm not sure bitching. I'm not saying, oh, give me more money. If you want to win and beat these people, InfoWarsStore.com. It's that simple. They're totally after us on every damn TV channel. Why do you think that? Because we got their number. The pedophile rings are being exposed. The Chi-Com control is coming out in the news. We're on target. I've done my research. I'm not playing games. I didn't fall off a turnip truck. My family, you know, don't sit there and, like, you know, make McDonald's hamburgers all day, okay? I know what I'm talking about. And they want me silenced. They want Roger silenced. Roger, how do folks support you?
Yeah, this is absolutely right. This is a three-step plan. Let's be very clear what the big coming event is. One, shut InfoWars down. Shut it down. Make sure you can't see it anywhere. Two, incarcerate Roger Stone on some phony, trumped-up charge so he cannot oppose. Three, the impeachment and removal of Donald Trump under any means necessary. I just said it, folks. One, two, three, close InfoWars down. Incarcerate Roger Stone. Remove the president. Please, folks. They are...
By the way, we're not just hyping that. They say that in their own white papers. And why do they think the three of us, because I mean, I want to say we're important. I guess we are that important. What have they figured out? Because it is our audience that's important.
Well, because we say what other people won't say, and that is what drives them insane. My legal fees are going to be $2 million. They are taking a parade of my current and former associates before the grand jury, asking leading questions, bullying them before the grand jury, trying to put words in their mouth, stopping them when they try to explain things on an honest basis. This is an abusive process.
And they're trying to claim you're manipulating them, even though you're not talking to them.
No, they would love to be able to say that I've tampered with witnesses so they can lock me up in a box like they did Paul Manafort, except for I've been very careful to do nothing even.
And I want to plug your defense fund, but let me ask this question. Why do they do 11 days of prosecution, half a day in defense, no defense of Manafort? Why did they just rest yesterday?
You know, it's a legal tactic I really don't understand. They obviously think their summation is going to knock out this case. They're going to make the case that the government hasn't proved their case.
They admit, even the judge says, stop talking about he bought his wife a purse and a fancy car. It's not illegal. They just kept talking about they had the shopkeepers in, about how they bought the Mercedes. And
yeah, they want to make it about wealth. They want to make it. Manafort has all this money. They're trying to turn the jury against him because he's successful. Even the judge instructed the jury, it is not illegal to make money in America.
So let me ask you this question. Even though the partner that went against him got caught and busted first.
Yep.
So that he's totally discredited. What kind of a guy? He used to be business partners with Manafort. He always had a good name until this. And all these other globalists have offshore accounts, so why can't he? But, I mean, what type of guy is he, and why didn't he roll over? We know they said, hey, make stuff up on Trump, we'll do this.
You just don't understand Paul Manafort. He's an Italian-American who is tough as nails. He was counting on another guy to run the financial end of the business. Paul Manafort couldn't organize.
Which they admit that guy embezzled.
Yeah, and he embezzled $3 million, not $400,000. And he even admitted that he was stealing from the president's inauguration fund. This is the government's chief witness.
So what type of guy is Manafort?
Manafort is a very smart guy. He is he's a thinker. He's a strategist. He wouldn't even know how to operate a computer. I don't think he knows how to operate his cell phone, to be honest with you. He's less technical than I am. He counted on Rick Gates for these things, and Rick Gates sold him down the river. So, look, I'm praying for his acquittal. I'm not going to second-guess his legal strategy, Alex, because I don't really understand it. But I think we'll know something later today. And I'm praying to God that he gets acquitted. And now he's got to face a whole nother series of charges. But let's make this point, and it's key. Nothing he is charged with has anything to do with Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. They've dredged up these crimes from 10
years ago.
Well,
that's like me and these dozens of fake lawsuits. Once they get there, the judges are like, well, he didn't even say any of this. And they're like, well, we don't have to prove our case. These are families or whatever. And it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
You know, what I found in the case that was dismissed against me in D.C. is, here's their new tactic. Roger Stone received allegedly hacked emails from the Russians, and he gave them to WikiLeaks. Well, where's your proof? Well, it's right here in this Media Matters story. There's the proof, Your Honor.
Oh,
there's
the proof. That's what they like walk in with the New York Times, like,
right.
And it's like, Alex Jones rapes midgets. And I'm like, well, the New York Times says so.
Yeah, so the
pours cream gravy on their head first.
So this whole idea that we don't need proof or evidence, the proof of the evidence now is a clipping from a fake news outlet that says something happened. And that's what they point to, and they expect people to believe
it. And the fake news points at the fake lawsuits or indictments.
Right. So it's a cycle.
It's a circular BS machine. So how do folks donate to your legal defense fund?
You can go to stonedefensefund.com. We'll bring up the icon for you. I met with a very high-powered lawyer who I think I'm going to have to hire to defend me. He told me my legal defense will cost at least $2 million. So you can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com, and please, folks, this threatens to bankrupt me. Now, you can go online right now, and you'll see a story that says Roger Stone is worth $20 million. And I get
shame on me. I had the New York Times, and they're like, you've got $70 million. I'm like, in my dreams. It's like, no, it's all in this building. It's in this operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Great products you already need, T-shirts, books, you name it. Sign up for auto-ship on things like coffee or supplements you're going to want to order again. Cancel anytime. You can donate there on the site as well. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. And look, I'm thanking you. I'm not bitching at you saying, hey, belly up. That they're after us because we're the only main resistance. We're creating the truthful talking points that counter the globalists. And that's why they've made us the number one enemy. And you're right. Right now, we've got massive audiences bigger than ever. But when we've been cut off these platforms, they even say, we're betting people forget and move on. I'm betting they don't, Roger.
And let's be very clear. We're a test case. If it's Alex Jones today, it's Sean Hannity tomorrow, and Laura Ingraham, and Tucker Carlson, and Rush Limbaugh, and Mike Savage, and all these other patriots that I admire. They are next. We're the test case. If they get away with it with Alex Jones, all of those voices will be silenced.
That's right. War Room's coming up at Infowars.com/show on stations around the country. However, you're listening to Spread the Word with Owen Schroyer. In about an hour, Roger Stone will be in there with him and so much more. But I'm going to put my video response to Lester Holt lying about me with incredible dangerous defamation. Folks, I've said the media is going to attack themselves. Now they say I'm going to attack the media. Now you know they're getting ready for a false flag. Red alert, emergency, God bless.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.